A group of peanut industry representatives, including Bob Parker of the National Peanut Board, Jeff Johnson of Birdsong Peanuts, Tony Gunter of Golden Peanut Company, and Don Kaler of the Georgia Peanut Commission, are in China this week, April 17th through the 25th, on a trade mission organized by the American Peanut Council. The group will be visiting with the Beijing Chamber of Commerce to learn more about what the organization is doing to promote peanut nutrition inside China, and will also stop by the Agriculture Trade Office at the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. On Tuesday, the peanut team from the U.S. will fly to Guangdong or in Shandong Province, where they will visit peanut processors and growers and meet with members of the Quindoa Peanut Association. The purpose of the trip is to gather information about the potential for China as a long-term trading partner on peanuts. U.S. exports to China leaped to more than 81,000 tons in 2013 from just 793 tons the year before, accounting for 16% of all U.S. exports that year and about $101 million in sales. The sudden jump is because of the major drought in India, China's primary foreign supplier. U.S. peanut exports to China dropped to about 23,000 tons last year as Indian exports resumed, although at a slower pace than before the drought. I'm Tyron Spribben for Southeast AgNet.